Shalom. You are listening to Preparing the Way, an audio teaching ministry from Perfect Word Ministries. My name is Kevin Jeffrey, president and founder of Perfect Word Ministries, and I am a Jewish disciple of the Messiah Yeshua. In the last session, we asked the question, how do we as Messianic believers relate to the religions of Judaism and Christianity? We then embarked on a biblical and historical overview that provided us with a framework in which to explore this and other related important questions. The answers that I offered as a result of this study were as follows. First, the Messianic Jewish movement does not need to be a sect of Judaism or Christianity, nor a hybrid of both, making it a representative of neither. Second, the Messianic Jewish movement is a Jewish movement because it centers on Jewish people, their salvation, and service to God. This, of course, is not to the exclusion of Gentile participation and ministry. And third, the Messianic Jewish movement is a prophetic movement that has emerged at this time as the first fruits restoration of the Jewish people to God, which will result in all the nations being brought near to the covenants and the God of Israel through the atoning blood of Yeshua the Messiah. Though our relationship with our elder brothers, Judaism and Christianity, is often strained and at times non-existent, there is nevertheless a shared history. Being both Messianic and Jewish, Messianic Jews have a dual history, and therefore have some relationship to both Christians and Jews. To fully understand ourselves and our purpose as Messianic Jews, we also need to understand the inherent ties we have within both communities. This and the following session will explore some of the more volatile areas of those relationships that we need to be aware of as we grow and mature as participants in the Messianic Jewish movement. There are many different reasons why Jews and Christians come into the Messianic Jewish movement. One of those reasons stems from the belief that there is something very bad or wrong with the church. Many enter the Messianic movement as they leave their churches behind, hurling accusations that the church is apostate, that the church is Babylon, and imploring their fellow Christians to, quote, come out of her. But is this allegation true? Is the church apostate? Well, in order to answer this question, let's start by defining what we mean by the church. In evangelical Christian language, the church is the equivalent of the body of Christ, which, as the terminology goes, is made up only of, quote, true Christians. However, in theological circles, the church is often used to refer to the historical religious entity otherwise known as Christianity. Christians who understand the word church as meaning God's called out ones, from the Greek ecclesia, are often offended when the term is equated with Christianity in general, because it lumps all denominations of Christianity, along with, quote, true Christians and name-only Christians, quote-unquote, together into one group. This especially offends evangelicals who often do not consider Catholics, for instance, to be part of the, quote, true church. So in an attempt to distance themselves from this recognized common history, evangelical churches have been known to assert things about themselves, such as, we're a New Testament church, or we're a Bible-believing church, implying that others are not. These churches make a point to distinguish themselves from the other Christianities. As a theological term, however, the word church is really not used overwhelmingly in Scripture to refer to the body of believers. In reality, about 90% of the occurrences of the word church in the Greek texts simply means a congregation.